acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, this is one of those days when the collect really did its job again. Grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. When do we really hear Jesus call us each day? Do we hear him? We can ask ourselves, do we take the time to personally know him and really listen? And then do we realize how special that is? We are up close, right in the face of the Lord, and he is calling us. It's a personal relationship. That's what God the Father wants. That's what Jesus wants. And we are empowered by the Holy Spirit. We can achieve that. We have to do what the collect says and want to hear Jesus. We want to know him and then realize he loves us and then follow him. Kind of like go with it. Now what I'm going to preach on today is about the 23rd Psalm, because this psalm to me has got to be one of the best written psalms, because it really shows the nature of God. And this is from the Old Testament. The author of this was so confident in God's nurture, God's steadfast faithfulness to his people, the way that God feeds, nurtures, protects, and defends, and even teaches us. And then the author of this psalm goes further. He knows it's forever. So he's really confident. His confidence beams out in all of his words. Have we ever tried to write our faith in the Lord down? Try to write a song or a poem or just a page and think to ourselves, you know, if somebody said, what has God done for me today? Could I just write out maybe one sentence or two sentences and take the time to think about it? Well, that's what this psalm always makes me remember. It always reminds me, always makes me think. Do I think things out personally, myself, during the week? The first verse, the Lord is my shepherd. So what do we learn from that? The Lord is my shepherd. The author took like possession of God, and he knew that God had taken possession of him. God is his shepherd. It's confident, it's steadfast, it's a given, in other words. And he says, I shall not be in want. He knew that if God was his God, his shepherd, and he turned to him in all things, he would never need anything. He would always be able to trust in the Lord, not trusting in himself, but trusting in the Lord. And then the second line is one of my favorites. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. Well, can you think, can you close your eyes and think of a green field or a green pasture with beautiful flowers? And how God knows we need time to rest and lie down and enjoy the view. You know, take time to smell the roses, take a walk and rest in it. But also if we're sheep, what does that mean? Figuratively speaking, we'll have lots to eat and it'll be green, it'll be abundant, and it'll be nourishing. And then leave me beside still waters. Well, we all know sheep will not drink from rushing water. They just won't do it. And it's the same for us. God knows we need his protection. God knows we need to have a sense of security and safety. So when God leads us through our lives, it's like a shepherd leading his sheep to very calm, still waters. And can you envision that? You know, a little brook or a stream just kind of trickling, very calm, very soothing, quenching the thirst. It's just a beautiful thought. And then next we've got, he revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. The author was a realist. Life is difficult. Life is very stressful, there's no doubt. But he knows that if he spends time thinking about the Lord, praying with God, or praying to God, and speaking and listening to God, that presence of God Almighty revives his soul. It brings him back to strength, back to calmness, back to peace. But also along right pathways, by following God's law, by obeying him, listening to the call, and then responding to it. You know, the author knows this. And he does it all for his name's sake, for God's sake, because God is his shepherd. And then there's, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no longer. I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Once again, the psalmist knows about stress and strain, the demands of life and how scary it can be, how lonely and overwhelming. And now I'm going to ask for a volunteer. I have my staff and my rod. Now, contrary to popular opinion, the staff and the rod was not used to beat the sheep. So you don't have to worry. I'm not going to beat everybody with this. Anybody want to volunteer? Doris, you want to volunteer? Doris wants to volunteer. Come on. See, the people in the back, I'm going to pick on them next time. Okay, now, we're going to pretend that Doris is, well, she can see, but we'll pretend she can't see too well. And
that's true.
Yeah, there you go. And she's exhausted and tired. There you go. Stressed out. She's standing next to me. She ought to be. I've got a big rod in my hand. And she's had a tough year and a tough time, and things have been rough, right?
Yeah.
There, so you go. Now, if she was to walk along, and we're going to pretend this is your walk through life, the name here, okay? Go with the flow. Now, if she was to walk all by herself, nobody else around, and there was rocks and hills and wild animals and everything, and she didn't have her God, how scary would that be? Really, think about it. If you had no one, and you didn't have God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit to depend on. So now we're going to use our imagination to just kind of play a little bit. Now, this is Jesus's, or God's, rod and his staff. Now, I want you to walk, I got to get you a little safe on. I don't want to kill her off. Look, now, I want you to close your eyes and walk down all the way. Becky, do me a favor. Can you stand in the middle and face this way? We won't make her walk all the way down. Just go back a few steps. Now, close your eyes, and I'm going to guide you. And we know you're young children. Don't worry. Go ahead. Close your eyes, and I'm going to guide you with the rod. Go ahead. Okay? Okay. Oh, don't go too far over this way. Oh, not too far over this way.
I
got to get along again. Yeah, okay. Okay, and now we're going to stop you. Now we're going to get you to go back. Okay, go back. Well, Becky would run up for the step. She's going to go slow, go slow. Go this way. And now, so this is God protecting her. And then we'll let Becky represent. You did good. You can sit. Yeah, you're safe now. We'll let Becky represent the Christian community. Because, yeah, God is good. You know, he can guide us. But what did we learn in Genesis? It's not good for men and women to be alone. And so we have our Christian community to help guide us. And yes, we have our trust, and we have trust in the Lord. And it's not used to beat the sheep. Never. Jesus isn't like that. So, then, you spread a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. What can we learn from that? Really, what can we learn from that? Here we are. I've got this table. God's got this banquet. And then he decides, okay, we're going to let your enemies come too. So what does that teach me? That God loves my enemies as well. And that I have to learn how to get along with them. that I have to learn how to deal and try to understand, and then they in turn have to reciprocate and try to understand. And all this is done through the power of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, and Jesus Christ. And that's what he teaches us. And then here, you have anointed my head with oil and my cup is running over. So there too, we have abundance. It's not going to be a skimpy, and I hope nobody works at McDonald's, it's not going to be a skimpy fast meal, like a little quick meal. It's going to be a banquet. It's going to be in abundance, and it's going to be healthy and nurturing and fortifying and keep us alive in Christ. And then finally it says, surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you hear the confidence and the trust the author has in the Lord God? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's no ifs, ands, or buts in the mind of this author. And the confidence, just it's holy confidence, and it exudes from his mind, his mouth, his pen, his whole body. You know, it must have been amazing to know this. So now, what I have, one more time, but nobody has to do anything. And you don't have to, but you're going to go back to school, and I have enough for back there. I want you to take some books. Do you mind passing some of them? I'm going to pass out some books, then I can get to the pen. There, yeah. Okay, everybody take a book, and then I will hand out pens. Okay. So during the week, every morning, even if it's one word, even if it's not a happy word, just if whatever you think about, write it for God. It's just between you and God. So you thought there was going to be a test after the sermon. Here you go. Thanks. Okay. All right. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the lessons that we read each Sunday, because we know that somebody took the time to write them down for us and for everyone. We thank you for the goodness, the faithfulness, the nourishment, the compassion and the mercy and the steadfastness that you give to each and every one of us. We ask that you help us to love you and to serve you and to love each other and to serve each other as Jesus has taught us. In Jesus' name we pray.